You are listening to The Pulse, Rod Murray's e-learning tech podcast, formerly Rod's Pulse Podcast, number 94.
Said to me, we think your garment bags in Stuttgart, Germany, there must be 50 ways to lose your luggage. I said, again, it must take roomfuls of your files. I should wish my missing bags received their frequent flyer miles. No doubt they've earned a trip to the Polynesian Isles with all your 50 ways to lose your luggage. 50 ways to lose your luggage. Just if the sky cap, Jack, agree to get bumped, Gump.
Hi, this is Rod Murray. Glad to be back. That was a teaser from 50 Ways to Lose Your Luggage by Robert Lund of the Funny Music Project. My apologies to Paul Simon. Many of you are probably flying to your vacation destination this summer, so I hope you don't lose your luggage. I'll play the full song at the end of my podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Inside Higher Ed, the online source for news, opinion, and jobs for all of higher education. Well, let's move on to my main topic today, ConnectYard. As they say on their website, ConnectYard is a centralized social media communications platform that seamlessly integrates Facebook, Twitter, and video, as well as text messaging with popular learning management systems such as Blackboard to better engage students and to expand overall institutional communication. Today, I'll be interviewing Donald Doan, CEO of ConnectYard Incorporated. I met him at the recent Blackboard World meeting in Las Vegas, Nevada, and he graciously offered to sit down with me and talk to me about his very interesting product. So we'll try to answer these questions. What is ConnectYard? How does it integrate with Blackboard? How do faculty use it? How do students opt in? And what are the educational benefits? As always, I'll post the links to all the things we talk about on my show notes at www.rodspulsepodcast.com. Without further ado, here's my interview with Donald Doan. Well, I'm here at the Blackboard World Conference in Las Vegas, and Donald Doan, the CEO of ConnectYard, was kind enough to talk to me about his product. And Don, maybe you can tell us a little bit about your company and how you came about to be CEO first.
Sure. Thank you, Rod. We founded the company in 2007. We started off, you know, basically for the first year and a half in R&D mode. We worked specifically with Cornell University, basically conducting focus groups with faculty and students, understanding how they best wanted to leverage social media for teaching and learning, and maybe equally as important, understanding how they did not want to leverage social media in ways that may be encroaching on their social space. So for that first year and a half, again, conducting those pilots, we then began developing the actual product, which we commercialized in January 2009. Cornell was our first client, and we've since added a number, dozens literally, of institutions since then. The ConnectYard platform in and of itself is a social media solution. And so again, it's been designed specifically for higher ed, basically allows students and instructors to communicate using their technology of choice.
Now, when you say social media, I imagine you've got a connection to the typical applications these days that our students are using, Facebook. Tell me a little bit about it, how it's used in an educational environment. I assume it's you integrate with Blackboard as well, of course.
Yes, and so we have integration with Blackboard discussions as well as announcements. And the way that works is ConnectYard integrates with Blackboard via a building block. And what it does is allows you to post announcements in Blackboard, but had them delivered to students on Facebook, Twitter, their mobile devices. Same is true for discussions. So a new discussion thread can be created on Blackboard and reach students, again, in their social space as well as on their mobile devices. Students can not only receive messages, but they can reply from any one of those channels. And the great thing is that any of those replies are then recorded back into Blackboard. So from the faculty standpoint, the process for creating a new announcement or a new discussion does not change And so that means there's no new training required. The interface remains exactly the same as before.
So the individual faculty then don't need to know much about how Facebook or Twitter or are there any other systems you connect to besides those two?
Those are the two social media channels we connect to. We also do connect to personal email, and again, we allow the message to go out as well as to reply back, and that's been particularly popular with faculty. And then there's the mobile devices, which we deliver via text messaging, and that's primarily because it's the common denominator. So the smartphones as well as standard phones support texting.
Now, I know I have a daughter who's just first year in college, and I know she looks at Facebook as being her own personal space, and I don't know that she would appreciate faculty sort of intruding into that space. How do you find the acceptance by students, and what does it look like from the student's point of view?
Sure, that's a great question. And so from the student side, students actually love the fact that they can receive these messages in Facebook. What they're wary about is actually friending faculty on Facebook, and that's largely in part because they don't want their professor to see the photos from last night's party. They also don't want them to see any sort of postings on their wall. And so what we've done, we've been very careful in terms of how we integrate with Facebook. We don't allow any of the personal information from the students to be viewed. However, students can receive those messages, important timely messages, while they're on Facebook. And if they choose to, they can even respond to those messages directly from on Facebook. And the same is true for Twitter. And from basically all the social media channels, as well as even the mobile devices, we strive to make sure that all the information is protected. So even from the standpoint of a faculty member, if you wanted to communicate with your students, from your phone, they wouldn't even know your phone number. And that's been important for faculty because they don't want to call at 1 a.m. about a homework problem set. But at the same time, it's convenient, and you can get a message delivered on your phone and respond back to it immediately. And then also, again, have that recorded back in the Blackboard.
That sounds really like a good approach. So far, we've talked about how faculty might use it. How do they report back in terms of what impact it's had on their teaching and learning?
Yeah, so from the faculty side, what they're seeing is increased engagement with the students. So they're seeing more students take part in discussions, and more students that are actually responding to other students' discussions. And a lot of that has to do with being able to reach students literally anytime, anywhere, right? Students, as we know, are on Facebook as much as possible. They're on their phones as much as possible. And so being able to literally reach them while they're doing laundry or walking down the street, and had them thinking about actual learning, just has a tremendous effect on the learning outcomes for students.
How about in terms of administrative use? I know I just had a discussion with one of our assistant deans in student services, and they're looking for a better way to connect with students and to just let them know what services are available. Do you see this as being a use as well with your clients?
Absolutely. We have a number of institutions that are using ConnectYard for administrative messaging, everything from events and workshops that might be of value to students to financial aid deadlines, ad drop dates for courses, and basically communicating all types of important, timely information to students. And so there's also been uses for ConnectYard to form learning communities, which have been extremely helpful in terms of the retention aspect of it as well.
What's your roadmap? Do you have any other ideas coming down the pike for improving or expanding your service?
Yes. So the current integration that we've done with Blackboard has been with the announcements and discussions, but we want to extend that actually to blogs and to wikis and also to the Blackboard internal messaging system. So we also plan to do the same type of integration, seamless integration with other learning platforms as well.
From an IT perspective, how easy is it for an institution to set up and use ConnectYard?
So the setup process is very straightforward, particularly on Blackboard. It literally is just a matter of installing the building block, which takes pretty much all of 5 minutes. And then from there, it's just a matter of configuring Connect Yard in terms of what courses you wanted to support. We allow for the Blackboard administrator to, you know, basically there's a filter list. So you can say, well, I want Connect Yard to be applied for only these sets of courses. Or you could, the opposite, you could say, I only want to exclude Connect Yard from these limited set of courses.
I see. How would the student then elect to sort of opt into this?
Right. So from the student standpoint, when the first announcement or discussion goes out for the class, the student will then be prompted to add their additional communication channels. So they can add their personal email, you know, maybe a Gmail or Hotmail account, you know, their phone number if they want to receive a text message, Facebook or Twitter for the social media side. And, you know, then from there, they can also choose how they want those communication channels to be applied. For example, they may say, well, for chemistry, which is a subject I struggled with in college, they might say, I want every communication, you know, option possible. So I'll get it on Facebook and Twitter and text and email. But for another class, they might say, you know what, a Facebook notification and email is just fine. So they have that that ability to choose how they want to communicate.
One last question. What's the story behind your name?
So the connection part there actually is about, you know, connecting students together. And the yard for us symbolizes the community. And so it really is, you know, taken from, you know, the yard at the college, you know, and it's a way of bringing people together, you know, sort of a common area. And that's what we see Connect Yard doing.
Very good. Well, listen, thanks a lot, Don, for taking the time to talk to my audience, and good luck with the future of Connect Yard.
Thank you so much.
I hope you learned more about the advantages of social media platforms such as Connect Yard. I'm sure we'll be hearing more in the future. So please stay tuned for 50 Ways to Lose Your Luggage. Until next time, have a great week.
The problem is all the new increased security. That's what the O'Hare Baggage Service said to me. We think your garment bags in Stuttgart, Germany. There must be 50 ways to lose your luggage. I said, again, it must take roomfuls of your files. I sure wish my missing bags received their frequent flyer miles. No doubt they've earned a trip to the Polynesian Isles with all your 50 ways to lose your luggage. 50 ways to lose your luggage. Just if the sky cap, Jack, agree to get bumped, Gump, board in the dark, Mark, or try to fly free. Pack too much weight, Kate, or arrive at the gate late. Just make the crew cross, Ross, and get your bags lost. Ooh, pack too much shell, Mel, close them with locks, Knox, fly when it's snowy, Chloe, or boarding group C. There's gonna be snags, Babs, so don't lose your bag tags. Cause I've got a feeling, Leland, your stuff's in New Zealand. Why must it be the most important stuff they lose? I wished I'd carried on my clothes and checked the pills and booze. I thought, well, I'll tour this place in just a pair of shoes. Who'll notice anyways? I streaked through town till some policeman shouted halt, and I believe he mentioned something about a sexual assault. And then he cuffed me, but you realize it's really not my fault. It's cause there's 50 ways to lose your luggage. 50 ways to lose your luggage. Just pack lots of fruit, Newt, check in online, Klein, fly at Christmas, Chris, you poor SOB. If connections are tight, Dwight, or you're bumped to a night flight, have fun in LA, Ray, your stuff's in Bombay. Ooh, pack too much liquid, Dickwad, joke about bombs, Tom, carry on Mace, Grace, then lose your ID. Bring cans of Raid, Jade, then run when they're X-rayed. If your luggage is stinky, Twinkie, it's shot to Helsinki.
So I really hope it happens.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to give Rod feedback. You can leave comments on his blog, send email to rod@rodspulsepodcast.com, or leave audio feedback on his comment line at 610-616-2199. The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Murray, and does not represent the official viewpoint of the University of the Sciences or any other institution or company.